Listen the article. The Delhi High Court has given a big decision regarding the implementation of the old pension scheme in the Central Paramilitary Forces, CAPF. In Srinivas Sharma v. Union of India, the court recognized the Central Paramilitary Forces as armed forces of the Union of India. There has been talk of striking down the NPS in the Central Paramilitary Forces. Whether someone is recruited in these forces today, has been recruited before or will be recruited in the coming time, all the soldiers and officers will come under the ambit of old pension. The central government, in many cases, was not ready to recognize the Central Paramilitary Forces as armed forces. The issue of old pension was also entangled in this affair. All personnel recruited in central government jobs after January 1, 2004 were excluded from the purview of the old pension. He was included in NPS. CAPFs were also excluded from old pension along with civil employees. At that time the government believed that the Army, Navy and Air Force were the only armed forces in the country. The BSF Act 1968 states that the force was constituted as an armed force of the Union of India. Similarly, the rest of the CAPF forces have also been constituted as the armed forces of the Union of India. The court has held that CAPFs are also included in the armed forces of India. In this context, NPS is not applicable to them also. Whether a person is recruited in CAPF today, has been in the past or will be in future, he will be eligible for old pension. In a meeting held in New Delhi on January 7 under the chairmanship of Shiv Gopal Mishra, Secretary of the Staff Side, National Council, JCM, regarding the old pension scheme, several major decisions have been taken regarding the demand for OPS restoration. Ranbir Singh, General Secretary of the Confederation of Ex-Paramilitary Forces Martyrs Welfare Association, also attended the meeting. It has been decided in the meeting that the movement on the issue of old pension will not only be done in Delhi, but also at the state capitals and district level. The National Convention meeting of the National Joint Council of Action, NJCA, will be held on January 21.